We are reading from Sri Chaitanya Charitamrita, chapter 14, Lord Chaitanya's childhood pastimes. And today we will read from text 10 to 17. Text 17 is a first with a purport, a short purport. So I will read from text 10 to 16. While Mother Sachi and Jagannath Mishra were talking, the child Nimai woke up and began to cry, and Mother Sachi took him on her lap and allowed him to suck her breast. Text 11. While Mother Sachi was feeding the child from her breast, she saw on his lotus feet all the marks that were visible on the floor of the room, and she called Jagannath Mishra. Text 12. When Jagannath Mishra saw the wonderful marks on the sole of his son, he became very much joyful and privately called for Nilambar Chakravarti. When Nilambar Chakravarti saw those marks, he simply said, "Formerly, I ascertained all this by astrological calculation and noted it in writing." Text 14. There are 32 bodily marks that symptomize a great personality. And I see all these marks on the body of this child. And then text 15. There are 32 bodily symptoms of a great person. Five of his bodily parts are large, five fine, seven reddish, six raised, three small, three broad, and three grave. There is a small purport by Srila Prabhupada in which he explains all these symptoms. The five large parts are the nose, arms, chin, eyes, and knees. The five parts are the skin, fingertips, teeth, hair on the body, and hair on the head. The seven reddish parts are the eyes, soles, palms, palate, nails, and upper and lower lips. The six raised parts are the chest, shoulders, nails, nose, waist, and mouth. The three small parts are the neck, thighs, and male organ. The three broad parts are the waist, forehead, and chest. The three grave parts are the navel, voice, and existence. Altogether, these are 32 symptoms of a great personality. This is a quotation from the Samudrika, text 16. This baby has all the symptoms of Lord Narayan. This baby has all the symptoms of Lord Narayan on his palms and soles. He will be able to deliver all the three worlds. And now we have text 17. Translation and purport by A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada ki. This child will preach the Vaishnava cult and deliver both his material and paternal families. Purport. Without Narayan himself, or his bona fide representative, one cannot preach the cult of Vaishnavism or devotional service. When a Vaishnava is born, he delivers both his maternal and paternal families simultaneously. Om Ajnana Timrandasya Chananjana Shaka Shakshran Militam Yena Tasmai Shri Gurave Namah Sri Chaitanya Manopistam Staptam Yena Bhutale Svamrapakadamyam dadati svapadantikam. Vandiyam siyoshi yoda padakamalam. Shigurum vaishnavam sa. Shirupam jagajatam saganaraknatam fitam tam sajivam satvetam savadutam parjanasaitam sikrishna chitanya devam. Shri Radha Krishna Padam Sankaralita Shifishakam Vitamsa. He Krishna Guna Sinudina Bandhu Chyatpati Kopesha Kopka Kamta Radha Kanta Namastate. Dapta Kanchna Gauri Radhe Vrindavanashvri Vishabana Sutadevi Panamama Haripri. Vankha kalpta visha kripa sindhbe visha patanam pavainabhyo vaishnabhyo namo nama. Jaya Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda. Chiyadvaita kadada shiva sadhikaura bhakta vrinda. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. Namo Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prasthaya Bhutale Shimati Bhakti Charuswam Tinamine. Namo Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prasthaya Bhutale Shimati Bhakti Vedanta Swami Tinamine. Namaste Sarasvata Devi Gauravaini Pracharine. Nirvishesa Sinyavadi Paskachai Desatarine. Srila Prabhupada Ki. So today's Makari Sakranti is the day Bhishma Dev left his body, that very auspicious moment. It's a moment that the sun again start to travel towards the north. That interesting, this purport of Srila Prabhupada on this last verse. 2 points. Very short purport, but it's very deep. Very meaningful, every sentence. He says, only Narayana himself and his bona fide representative can preach the cult of Vaishnavism or devotional service. See, we see Bhishma Dev, he was lying on the grounds of the battlefield of Kurukshetra. He was in the presence of the Pandavas, and he was seeing Krishna just before him. But still, Krishna, he wanted him to speak to Yudhishthira Prabhu, to Yudhishthira Maharaj, to eradicate all his doubts. Although Krishna was present, he wanted his representative to speak. So only Narayana himself or his bona fide representative can preach the cult of devotional service. That why is that so? That in the sixth canto of the Bhagavatam, there we have Yamaraj instructing the Yamadutas. The Yamadutas had become very frustrated because they had been stopped in their duties by the Vishnu Dutas. And so they went to Yamaraj, their authority, for clarification. And there, Yamaraj explained the real religious principles can only be enacted by the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Narayan, by the Supreme Lord. That, and all these demigods, their great sages and so on, practically no one of them knows the real religious principle. There are only these Mahajans, 12 Mahajans, who know these principles. And Bhishma Dev was one of these Mahajans. So what makes one a representative of Krishna? That Of course, we know the definition given by Srila Prabhupada of a bona fide spiritual master. A bona fide spiritual master is someone who delivers Krishna's message. He's a transcendental postman. He does not change the message and so on. But there is little more to say about that. Because in the Bhagavatam, Sutta Goswami explains that, yes, the speaker must be qualified and the hearer must be qualified. But about, it means a bona fide spiritual master must have been a bona fide hearer. And then he becomes later a bona fide speaker. That, so there is a process here, because Sutta Goswami says, yes, I will tell you the same thing as I heard with rapt attention from my spiritual master. And I will tell you this according to my realization. So if we speak about Krishna's representative, his representative receives or gets realization. That's important, because we must preach according to our realization, and that will touch the heart of the hearer if we preach according to our level of realization. That means that to be a bona fide representative, that there are different levels. But how does the representative of Krishna gets empowered to preach the cult of Vaishnavism? A very important question. How do we get empowered? The sign of being empowered, I just pointed out, is that one can preach according to one's realizations. So it's a question to get realizations. And according to different levels of devotees, we may have different realizations. But what does realization mean? You hear, you get knowledge. And this knowledge, by Krishna's mercy, we transform it into wisdom, realized knowledge. How does this happen? Krishna explains in Bhagavad Gita, Dadami buddhi yogam tam yenamam upayantite. Dadami buddhi yogam tam yenamam upayantite is the Tesham satayuknam bhajnam pitvavakam Dadami buddhi yogam tam yenamam upayantite. So we please Krishna by serving him with a little love. And then Dadami, Krishna gives buddhi yoga, transcendental intelligence. That's not ordinary intelligence. That's not the kind of intelligence we use by discriminating, to discriminate between matter and spirit, or to knowledge which we use for logic. No, this is realized knowledge. The instructions becomes realized. You have the theoretical transcendental knowledge. With that are the spiritual techniques connected. And by inquiring from the spiritual master, tat vinipana partner, paripersonal saviour, protection, detechanam, by this process, then suddenly Krishna is pleased. And because Krishna is pleased, he gives us realizations. And these realizations will help us to more effectively preach and to become more and more Krishna's representative. So that is an important point. Because if we say Lord Narayan himself can preach, and his representative, but the capability for his representative to preach comes also from Krishna. if it pleased, is pleased, then this knowledge is turned into wisdom, that realization. It's not only that, there is also another level, that in our heart we have certain, we can say, values of life and we have also a lot of unwanted qualities in the heart, material qualities. And also Krishna gives us realization there, on that level. Says Shimvata Svakata Krishna Punya Shavana Kirtana Ridyanta Turya Bhatranis Surinodi Suritvana. Yeah. Shimvata Svakata Krishna Punya Shavana Kirtana Ridyanta Turya Bhatrani Vidunoti Suritsutam. Krishna, when he sees that we become attracted to hearing about him, he enters our heart and purifies our heart of all these unwanted qualities. And then our real Vaishnava or spiritual qualities become manifest. That's also another level. I call it the level of values. You have the level of knowledge turned into wisdom, and then values are turned into spiritual qualities. These spiritual values are there in our spirit soul, but they are covered, and they become uncovered. So these are two levels of realization which Krishna gives, from knowledge to wisdom, and from values, qualities, to spiritual qualities. This process is that we have a partner, a parapersonal savior, upadekshanti tegenam jnanas tatvadakshana. Inquiring from a spiritual master, very essential. Serving him, serving his mission, please him. That pleasing him in a very humble attitude. Then Bhagavad Gita says, yes, Yat Yatvana Parmam Evan Yasyasi Pandana Yena Bhutani Aseshani Trakshasya Matya Tomai. Then Krishna says, the disciple starts to connect everything in this world with Krishna. And he becomes aware everything is connected with Krishna. So that's also realization. Halli, the knowledge turns into wisdom. Abstasa Pabio Sarabio Papakitama Kanaplavena, yeah. Frichnam son Kyanaplavena, yeah. Abstasa Pabio Sarabio Papakitama Kyanaplavena, that's Frichimam, yeah. So then one comes on the boat of transcendental knowledge, one gets realization. And realization means one starts to act as a spirit soul. And when one acts as a spirit soul, then all the reactions to sinful activities are burnt away. Our karma is going away. And there you have the other level again. Then the anarthas go away, and one gets the spiritual qualities, realization. So vooral, Srila Prabhupada many times said, yes, purity is our force. That's the way we can preach purity. If we have the purer we are, the more effective we can preach. So it's important to get realizations. That's the point I was making. And also for Brahma, in the beginning of the creation, was very important. He wanted to create, but he forgot how to create. So he performed tapa, but he was praying to the Lord for three things. He was praying for empowerment, protection, and introspection. This introspection is between knowledge and realization. You get the knowledge, transcendental knowledge, and then the point is how to bring that in practice in our lives. What's the practical value? Just theoretical knowledge has not much value. You must know how to use it. That's very important in our life, how to use this theoretical knowledge. And that requires introspection. And Lord Brahma was praying for that. Not only introspection, but also protection against the material energy. And empowerment. So to preach Krishna consciousness effectively, we need to become, and I find it very interesting, Srila Prabhupada, he uses the spirit soul, the cooperator in the introduction of Bhagavad Gita. We have to become the cooperator and we become the cooperator by following Krishna's instructions in Bhagavad Gita. The more we realize it's ourselves, the more we can give that, we can preach more effectively. Shri Radha Gokulananda ki, Sitaram Lakshmananamam ki, Shikarnitai ki. So, why is that so? That only his bona fide representative can preach this cult of devotional service. Srila Prabhupada writes in a purport of Bhagavad Gita, therefore only Krishna or his bona fide representative, the spiritual master, can release the conditioned soul. His direction is directly the direction of the Supreme Lord. That's the point of what Srila Prabhupada many times makes. The spiritual master is a transcendental postman. He delivers the message. So at the end of Bhagavad Gita, 18:57, Srila Prabhupada writes, if one acts according to the direction of Krishna in this book, as well as under the guidance of the representative of Krishna, then the result will be the same. But it says clearly the guidance of the representative. To give right guidance, you need these levels of realization to do that effectively. Although the order of the Supreme Personality of Godhead and the order of the spiritual master is the same, who is more merciful? Who is more merciful, Krishna or the spiritual master? Because his representative is more compassionate. And why is his representative more compassionate? That is more easy to approach than the Supreme Personality of Godhead. A sinful person cannot approach the Supreme Lord. Not possible. But a sinful person can approach a sadhu, a spiritual master, a representative of God. Therefore, his representative is more compassionate. So we see today, the day that Bhishmadev left this world, Maharaj Yudhishthira had to follow the instructions of the infallible Lord, but also of Bhishmadev, the Lord's representative. Bhishmadev was an authorized agent. So This is very important in our understanding how to make spiritual advancement, the development of these realizations from knowledge to wisdom, and from values to spiritual qualities, that because once we get this realization under the guidance of a representative like Srila Prabhupada, Sukadeva Goswami, then when one studies the Bhagavatam under their guidance, one can see Krishna in the pages of the Bhagavatam. So compassionate. We came to that point of being compassionate. The second part of the verse says, when a Vaishnava is born, he delivers both his maternal and paternal families simultaneously. Of course, it was Lord Nrsingadev replied to Prahlad Maharaj. Prahlad Maharaj was asking, he was praying for his father. Please deliver my father. Interesting, his father tried to kill him in so many ways, and he's praying for the deliverance of his father. And Lord Nrsingadev replies, my dear Prahlad, O most pure, O great saintly person, your father has been purified along with 21 forefathers in your family. Because you were born in this family, the entire dynasty has been purified. That's interesting. It's I read in a purport, Srila Prabhupada, it says, if a soldier dies on the battlefield, the government takes care of the whole family. Similarly, anyone who has become a devotee, Krishna takes care of the whole family. So we have 21 generations. It means that our father and mother in this life, but also our father and mother in previous life, and the life before, and the life before, 21 generations are liberated. But in the purport of this verse, that where Lord Nrsingadev speaks to Prahlad Maharaj, So, he writes, but by the grace of the Lord, he purifies not only that family, but also the families in previous births. So the 21 generations goes in through the dynasty of Prahlad Maharaj, 21 generations, but also his previous births. That's interesting. How powerful this mercy is. But interesting is that Prahlad Maharaj is praying for the deliverance of his father. That's the compassionate heart of a devotee. I was just reading yesterday the story of Ashvatam. Ashvatam killed the five sons of Draupadi. And then Arjuna is promising Draupadi, I will bring you the head of Ashvatam, and is going after him. And Krishna is his chariot driver. And they catch Ashvatam. There is, of course, Ashvatam, out of fear, he threw a Brahmastra. But he did not know how to retract it So Krishna's, Arjuna asks Krishna, how can I contract this Brahmastra? Well, Arjuna knew the arts of all these extraordinary weapons. And Krishna said, you throw also a Brahmastra and let it mix with the other Brahmastra, and then you retract a Brahmastra and you will retract both. And that's what he did. But then they brought Ashvatam before Draupadi. And immediately Draupadi, she said, oh, is our spiritual master. Is the Brahman is our spiritual master. Release him. That's because she said, I don't kill him, because then Kripi, his mother, will suffer like I am suffering. That's the heart of a Vaishnava, Paradukha Dukhi. One cannot tolerate the suffering of others. Although, Ashvatam, he was a transgressor. Six times of transgressors described in the Shastra. And they can be killed. Of course, all the crews, they were transgressors of all the six types that... But Krishna said, yes, kill him, is a transgressor. But Yudhishthira Maharaj said, no, don't kill him, we should not kill a Brahman. And he took the side of Draupadi. But then Bhima came, and Bhima wanted immediately to behead him, to kill him. And then Krishna appeared as Chaturbhuj with his four arms to keep them in. And he told Arjun, now you have to kill him, because a transgressor of religious principles should be killed. But he's a Brahman. You should not kill him. I want you to follow these instructions. So you get instructions and they are completely opposite. But Arjuna had a sharp intelligence, and he took his sword and he cut the hair, separated the jewel in the hair of Ashvatam from his head and cut his head, his hair. And by that it was like killing a Brahman, because you kill his fame, you kill his fame, yeah. So that's interesting, the compassionate heart of a Vaishnava and the representative of Krishna, the spiritual master, is more compassionate than Krishna himself. We can approach him more easily. Because Arjun had also this compassion in his heart in the first chapter of the Bhagavad Gita. There are two purports, and Srila Prabhupada gives opposite instructions there. In one purport, in one purport he says, yes, the feeling of compassion of Arjuna in his heart is because of being him a pure devotee. Two verses later, Srila Prabhupada writes in the purport, the sentiment of compassion of Arjuna was due to his being weak-hearted, due to material attachment. Quite interesting, opposite conclusions. But how is that? In fact, Arjuna is a pure devotee. He's a pure devotee, and therefore that compassion is natural in his heart. But at the other side is influenced by Krishna's yoga maya, his spiritual energy, to bring him into spiritual illusion, so that he's brought in illusion, so that he can play the role of a conditioned soul, so that he comes up with doubts, and that Krishna can address these doubts and speak the Bhagavad Gita. Very interesting, because Arjuna and Krishna, they are moving from one universe to another. And they play the same drama. Krishna brings Arjuna in illusion through his yoga maya so that he expresses doubt, and that Krishna can speak Bhagavad Gita, a perfect cooperation. But in fact, Arjuna is a pure devotee, and he feels this compassion for others. And so that's the compassion of a pure devotee. That's the compassion of Srila Prabhupada's representative, of Krishna's representative, that the spiritual master or the bona fide representative is therefore described by Sutta Goswami, that or the sages of Namasaranya accepted Sutta Goswami as the captain of their ship. That what is the ship? Is the message of Krishna in the form of Bhagavad Gita, the Bhagavatam. And the spiritual master is the captain. And that by his mercy we can understand his instructions and start realizing this. And what are the results of hearing from such a bona fide representative? That Srila Prabhupada writes at the end of the Bhagavad Gita, 1872, any person fortunate enough to hear these teachings from Krishna or from his bona fide spiritual representative is sure to become a liberated person and get out of the darkness of ignorance. So this is the result of going to this process and hearing from the bona fide representative. So in summary, there are two things in this two-line purpose of Srila Prabhupada, that only Krishna and his representative can be effective in preaching Krishna consciousness. But the Supreme Lord empowers his representative through going to a process of realization, turning knowledge into wisdom and values into spiritual qualities. And that makes the bona fide representative, that gives him the ability to preach the cult of Vaishnavism or devotional service. And the second point was, when a Vaishnava is born, he delivers both his maternal and paternal family simultaneously. It's because of a Vaishnava has this great compassion in his heart for the suffering of others. And Krishna fulfills these desires of the devotee, that and takes care of his family, even although they may be demons in this life. So thank you very much. Any questions?